Lakes are a source of natural beauty, recreation, tourist dollars, even food. And in Minnesota, people take their lakes seriously. But when the algae takes over, no one wants to swim in the scum. Fish die for a lack of oxygen, and the lake's ecosystem is endangered. Phosphorus occurs naturally. Some of it comes from decaying vegetation, grass clippings, and dead leaves. But because too much phosphorus is harmful, lawmakers have banned it from certain commercial products. Last year, Minnesota banned it from lawn fertilizer. And decades ago, many states outlawed laundry detergent containing phosphorus. But they didn't ban it in dishwasher soap.
There were not near the number in 1970 of dishwashers, automatic dishwashers in the household. It's an everyday thing now.
Ray Cox is a Republican representative in the Minnesota legislature. He's sponsoring the bill banning phosphorus in dishwasher soap. There are phosphorus-free dishwasher soaps, but they're a tiny fraction of the market. Still, Cox says phosphorus-free soaps work better than they used to because of the improvements that have been made in dishwashers.
There's many, many products around here. They're available right now, and they work great. We've used it for many years at home, and there's no problem. I mean, our dishes are clean.
Unlike other products containing phosphorus, detergent is flushed directly down the drain. For each box of dishwasher detergent, it costs your local sewer treatment plant at least $2.50 to remove the phosphorus. But most cities don't have state-of-the-art water treatment. So a lot of phosphorus makes its way into lakes, rivers, and streams. Just how much, no one knows exactly. One study estimates that 6% of the phosphorus in water comes from dishwasher detergent. According to Don Arnosti of the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, a coalition of 80 environmental groups.
Removing this phosphorus will improve our waterways. How much? That's what's in debate. Is it 6%, as we suggest? Is it 8%? Is it 4%? And we say that's not important. Nobody is saying it's not going to be an improvement.
But will the improvement be worth the cost? Tony Quillis is a lobbyist for the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce, which has taken the lead in attacking the ban. He says consumers won't stand for it because it doesn't help that much and the replacement products are inferior.
Why ban a product that we're not quite sure the cost-benefit of it? In Europe, they went phosphorus-free and they turned around and went back due to consumer complaints. Mainly, it sounds like they're spotting and scratching on some of the glasses and it doesn't get, you know, all the food off.
Tony Quillis says a ban on phosphorus in dishwasher detergent won't really help much since there are so many sources of phosphorus in the water.
I'm not going to dispute that phosphorus is a problem, but if you look what phosphorus is contained in also, it's contained in antifreeze, it's contained in chicken tenders, it's contained in bath beads, frozen fish, fire extinguishers, instant pudding, pet food, toothpaste, cake mixes. I mean, so phosphorus is everywhere.
To ban phosphorus in dishwasher soap would raise the cost about 70 cents a box. But most consumers seem unaware of the issue, even though shopping at this food co-op in St. Paul.
I was not made aware that this was really harming our environment badly. I thought phosphorus was already gone.
You know, I just became aware of it, so I will start paying attention to it right now.
We don't pay attention regularly.
Yeah, I had no idea that was in there either, so...
There doesn't seem to be a consumer demand for phosphorus-free dishwasher detergent just yet. Don Arnosti of the Environmental Partnership says just as they did with dolphin-safe tuna and phosphorus-free laundry soap, consumers need to make their voices heard.
It's time for the people of Minnesota to speak up and say clean water is more important than the soap industry's contribution to certain politicians.
But if Minnesota passes the ban, what would happen? Would major detergent manufacturers make special dishwasher soap just to sell in one state? Minnesota lawmaker Ray Cox says, look at what happened as states started to ban phosphorus in laundry detergent.
As soon as the scale tipped to where we had about 20 states that were banning it, all the manufacturers gave up the fight and they reformulated and nobody makes anything that has that significant content anymore. So while you can say a state-by-state basis doesn't make any sense, on many things I think that's the way we have to go.
Cox says if Minnesota starts the ball rolling, it'll just be a matter of time before phosphorus is removed from dishwasher soap everywhere, which is why both sides are paying so much attention to what happens in Minnesota. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey in St. Paul.